More on last night's debate now from our two regular political observers, columnists E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post and the Brookings Institution, and David Brooks of The New York Times. Welcome once again to both of you.
Thank you.
Mayor.
2 days ago here in the program, we wondered together whether debate number one would provide us with the opportunity for a serious exchange on the serious issue of the war in Iraq. David Brooks, what do you think?
I thought it was a great debate. I thought very substantive. And as we so perspicaciously, if that's the right way to say it, predicted, it was really a crucial moment for me was how they define the enemy. George Bush talked about an ideology of hatred. He emphasized that we're facing a broad ideological enemy and you have to go into Iraq so you can have some freedom to sort of counteract this hostile ideology, whereas John Kerry was much more Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda. And he talked much more about the network, not so much about the ideology. So voters were really offered a substantive difference on how we define the enemy.
EJ, you agree?
I agree that it was a very substantive debate. I think the other striking thing that happened in this debate is the extent to which John Kerry pushed President Bush on the defensive through almost throughout the debate, and that Kerry managed to get the debate on the subject of how are we doing in Iraq. The one thing I'm sure of is that Democrats all over the country who emerged from their homes this morning had a spring in their steps, because this debate could have killed Kerry. If Kerry had done badly last night, he would have been, if not out of the race, in very big trouble. I think, on the contrary, not only did he gain ground, but Bush lost some ground because there was not only the defensiveness, but a certain repetitiousness. And there are times when he seemed to look at that red light and hope the time was about to run out because he had run out of things to say. So I think it really changed the dynamic. And then the danger for the Kerry campaign is they fall back into complacency and overconfidence.
I guess I think EJ's seeing it through pink-tinted glasses, if that's the right phrase. No, I thought John Kerry did well. I thought Bush did better than I've seen him recently. And I do think, you know, repetition is not bad in politics. There were some answers where John Kerry made 9 points in the 2 minutes, and Bush made the two key points he wanted to make. The mixed messages point, which is that...
That's the new version of flip-flops.
Exactly, which is that if you're going to lead, you've got to send, you know, consistent messages. And then the second point is how can John Kerry lead a coalition when he says it's the wrong war in the wrong place?
What do you make of that?
How do you fight a war that you oppose?
I heard quite a bit of this. How can you be commander-in-chief of U.S. troops if you say the war was ill-chosen? For a moment, I felt we were back in August, in early September, when Vietnam was the seemed to dominate the 2004 election for some reason. This is a serious issue. How do you run against a war policy and be the commander-in-chief at the same time?
Well, first, I think there was something peculiar that the soundbite President Bush chose to repeat over and over again, I think it was 7 times, was wrong war, wrong place, wrong time, which is not really his soundbite. It's not the message he wants to get out there.
And I mean, John Kerry.
I know, but yes, but it was that particular quote he chose to use, which I thought was peculiar. But I also think Kerry was trying to say that if you did this war in the wrong way up front, you can't count on the guy who did it so badly, not enough troops, not enough commitment from the rest of the world, that you can't count on that guy to win this battle. Yes, Kerry is walking a line here. I think there's no question. I think last night was the first coherent narrative of his position from the very beginning that he had offered. And I think his saying that the key issue in the election is continue what we're doing, you know, more of the same or a different course, resonates with a lot of people who may have supported the war sort of in the first place, but are very uneasy about the way it's come down.
I want to ask you about one moment in this debate when Jim Lehrer asked President Bush whether he saw character issues in John Kerry that were serious enough to deny Senator Kerry the job as Commander-in-Chief of the United States. And President Bush responded by acknowledging the opening, as it were, and then not taking it and saying, I admire many things about Senator Kerry. What was going on at that moment?
Well, I think that there are two things that happened at that moment. First, that George Bush is generally seen as the genial, likable person in politics. And I think, you know, what will come out of this debate is that the Bush scowl will stand there with the Gore sigh and the Dean scream. But at that moment, he was very gracious. And John Kerry opened himself up and was at least as gracious in reply. And that is not, you did not expect John Kerry to be at parity with Bush on that. And he succeeded. And I think that was significant for Kerry and helpful to him.
I think to some extent that's true at that moment. I printed out a transcript of the debate this morning, and I scrambled the papers on my floor because I'm not the most organized guy in the world. And so I was looking through trying to figure out who said which thing. Mm-hmm. And it's very easy. if someone's talking about logistics or a 9-point plan or I've got a long list of proposals, that's Kerry. If somebody's talking about duty, honor, living up to your word, sort of more moralistic language, that tends to be Bush. And that exercise showed me what different mentalities the two men really have. Kerry are really a very, how do we get this done, what do we want to do mentality. Bush, much more personal, much more, this is the right thing to do, much more moralistic mentality. And those two languages were sort of on display, a contrast.
So just to wrap up here, can 50 million people who watched a debate last night say, I now know what the president says about Iraq and what he's likely to do and what his challenger says about Iraq and is likely to do. I know what the differences are. And if that decides my vote, I'm a better informed citizen.
I think they can have a different sense of two leadership styles. I do not think that looking for the next several months ahead that either candidate really laid out a plan for what concretely they wanted to do in Iraq for the next 6 months or a year. I think the future is still something they basically agree on. But you got a very clear sense of how they saw the last year anyway.
I think that at the end of this debate, you really do see two very different people. But I think the critical thing is at the end of it, if you ask the question, which of these guys was president of the United States, it at best for Bush wasn't clear, and that's a victory for Kerry.
Well, thanks very much to both of you once again. E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post, David Brooks of The New York Times.
Thank you.
Thank you.